escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So it's Mikey Little sitting in for Mark Reardon today on this rainy Tuesday. This stuff just kind of blew in, man, with a vengeance. And we've been watching it storm pretty hard here downtown, watching the wind. It's not nearly as bad as it was about 5 minutes ago. I was kind of iffy on some of these trees down here and how that was going to go. Matt Pauley is joining us. Matt is down at the ballpark. How is it down there, man? Here's the man on the street weather report from Matt Pauley.
Yeah, tarp is on the field. Rain is continuing to come down. It was, like you said, I mean, we're four blocks from each other. So it was really coming down 5 minutes ago, like you said, but now it's letting up at least a little bit.
I think that my favorite part of that was it's almost like for a second you forgot that he's like 30 seconds away from us.
Well, I'm in a studio and he's down at the park, so he's got a much better vantage point of, hey, Mike, you know how it looks like it sucks outside? I can confirm it sucks outside. Thanks, Matt. Now back to you.
That's about right. Yep, that's about right.
Hey, we had some big moves that Odyssey broke today. Did I say moves? I was focused on the fact that it's National Cow Day.
Cow Day. Mm-hmm.
There you go. I was trying to stay on theme. Thank you. Had some big news from Odyssey that the Cardinals are going to be on KMOX for the next 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. They announced a multi-year partnership that is going to continue. So this current season, I believe, was the final year of the current contract. So the next deal goes into effect next year. I think that's the way it goes. I'm probably saying things I shouldn't be saying. But yeah, it's really good. Like, as somebody who is so connected to the Cardinals and what I do from a professional career standpoint, I'm just so happy that I get to continue to talk Cardinals baseball if they will allow me to do so for years to come.
This feels like Matt Pauley has another child and just heard job security for the next few years.
I do have two kids at home, so yeah, you know, whatever can keep the key card working is a good thing.
I'm with you, brother. Hey, yeah. So the Cardinals look like they were actually on a pretty good roll. Things were going pretty well. They were stringing quite a few victories together, and then it seems like things have taken a turn. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's amazing with this team how much they can flip a switch. They don't ease into good and bad play. They just all of a sudden jump right in, where they swept the Cleveland Guardians and they looked really good doing so. And then they don't score a single run against the Pittsburgh Pirates, getting swept. They go into Chicago. They lose 2 of 3. And over the two losses, they give up 22 total runs. So, look, the team is not as good as they have looked when they're playing their best. They absolutely are not as bad as they have looked over the last week or so. But this is a really pivotal moment for this club, because the trade deadline is only a few weeks away, and how they play and where they're at in the standings will largely dictate the approach that the front office takes at the deadline.
I got to tell you, I haven't watched a lot of baseball this year, but watching that first Cubs game, And I was all excited because we were talking about earlier, I have YouTube TV, so I don't get to see a lot of Cardinals games. I'm like, hey, I get to watch the game. And to give up 6 home runs in the first 3 innings, it's like he was throwing batting practice. I felt bad for the guy. He threw as many home runs, he gave up as many home runs in the first 3 innings of that game that he had given up all year. That was insane.
Yeah, I mean, the records that came out of that one, Michaelis became the pitcher giving up the most home runs in a single game. It was the most home runs Cardinals pitchers had given up in a game. It was the most home runs Cubs have ever hit in a game. So that was just terrible. Then they came back with a really good win in the second game of the series. So that put them in position to, they could almost squeegee away that first loss if they could have found a way to win that third game on Sunday night. And then it looked largely the same where Eric Fetty wasn't able to get out of the second inning. So unfortunately right now with Fetty and Michaelis, you've got 40% of your starting rotation that has been giving you non-competitive starts here recently. And when you've got a lot of other things going on, Ivan Herrera, who's maybe the second or third most important hitter on this team, you got guys like Alec Burleson and Nolan Arenado and Mason Winn, who are banged up. When you've got all these things going on where you're struggling offensively, to have 2 starting pitchers that just aren't really giving you a shot is a big challenge for this club right now.
You know, you said it right there, Matt. I mean, it seems like with the lack of production that Eric Fetty and Miles Michaelis have been able to provide here in these last several starts, you know, prior to, I don't know, what would you say, their last 4 starts probably, it wasn't necessarily, you know, cream of the crop, right? Some of the underlying numbers for each of them weren't looking great, but it was serviceable, and they were getting the job done, and they were keeping the Cardinals in games, and that's, I think, why you could argue that it was excusable why they were sticking with these 5. You know, we all know about the lack of depth in the minors right now, and that's what we had heard was the reason why they hadn't brought up Michael McGreevy, their top, their guy closest, I should say, to being a major league starting pitcher. But now you're in a situation where, like you said, it's been really ugly here, and it's stretched out for both of those guys. How do you see the Cardinals navigating the usage of Michael McGreevy, and could we see him being a, you know, a permanent fixture in this rotation here pretty soon, you think?
I could be wrong on this, and Ollie did not officially make any statements today. They said that everything is under consideration right now, but I think Michael McGreevy starts on Saturday, and I think Eric Fetty comes out of the rotation, and they try to work with him here for a little while. I don't know if what that looks like. I don't know if that's him piggybacking on the other side of the McGreevy start. I don't know if that's just him going to the bullpen, and they try to find low leverage spots for him to pitch. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but I don't think Eric Fetty makes his next start. And I think but he's also somebody, if we're having the conversation about Miles Michaelis, I don't know how much upside Michaelis has. When it comes to Fetty, there's legitimate upside. I mean, this is a guy who they went and acquired last year who was having a great year with the White Sox and pitched quite well for the Cardinals last year after his first few weeks with the team. There's some obvious stuff that needs to be fix. Some of his pitch shape issues are in there. If they can fix those things, he can be much, much better. So I don't think he's somebody that you just kind of throw away.
So I got something to throw at you here. So last week was the birthday of the Salvation Army. They started July 2nd, 1865. William and Catherine Booth discovered this quote from Catherine Booth last week that I think kind of fits of what we're getting ready to walk into. And she said, "If we are to better the future, we must disturb the present," which means how many of these people are going to be on this team by the time we get done with the trading deadline?
That's hard to answer because I don't know the approach yet they're going to take at the trading deadline, but I think not to correct your question, but I think the more interesting aspect of it is how many of these guys are going to be part of the future beyond this year.
Because there you go.
That's to me, that's what I'm more concerned with. And Miles Michaelis isn't going to be on this team next year. Eric Fetty is not going to be on this team next year. If you're holding spots in the rotation for a couple guys who don't have a future in the organization, I'm not totally on board with that. If Michael McGreevy comes up and is just terrible and they keep throwing him out there every fifth day, I could deal with that because this is somebody who is part of the organization moving forward, and it's an opportunity to work with him and help him get better and use those as learning experiences. I don't know from a long-term perspective what the team gets out of a guy like Miles Michaelis and to a lesser extent Eric Fetty going out there every fifth day.
Matt, a name that you know is causing more commotion, it feels like, more and more within the Cardinals fan base is their top prospect, J.J. Weatherholt, who the organization announced this past weekend that he would be moving from Springfield to Memphis, AA to AAA, so he's one step closer to the major leagues. Now, he's been brought up as a shortstop, and he has the ability to play, you know, all over the infield. We've seen that. We saw him play quite a few positions in college. But, obviously, there's a guy at the major league level in Mason Wynn that occupies that position. There's plenty of logjam pretty much everywhere on this major league roster, but especially on the infield, it feels like when you got at second base, you know, Sejacy, Gorman, Donovan, and in third base, you know, Arenado, that's his position as long as he's here. How do you begin to even navigate? I know he's not here yet, but it won't be long before he is. How do you begin to navigate where he could potentially be playing? And I guess the second part of that question is when you look at some of these guys that you're hoping to figure out answers about this year, Jordan Walker, Nolan Gorman, you could even say Lars Nootbaar with his struggles. It doesn't feel like you figured that much more out about some of these guys to where you can have clarity as to where J.J. Weatherholt may plug in eventually and where you may move on from some guys.
The roster has so much redundancy on it. Whether they buy or sell at the deadline this year, I'm hopeful that maybe they take the opportunity to clear out some of the redundancy, because the bottom line is there is not a way that you can have a roster that includes Nolan Arenado, Nolan Gorman, Mason Wynn, Brendan Donovan, Thomas Sejacy, and J.J. Weatherholt. And I'm probably missing a guy when I go through that. So they need to figure out where they want Weatherholt to be. There's a chance we see him at the end of this season. He certainly will be contending for a spot on the roster in spring training next year. And you know what they did with Mason Wynn was he was going to be the everyday shortstop for the Cardinals. So when they first brought him up, they put him at shortstop, and that's where he stayed. I want them to, if they can, figure out where they are going to put Weatherholt. I think it's likely to be second base. Even if Nolan Arenado moves on, you're able to put Gorman over at third, Weatherholt at second. You can get Donovan out to the outfield if you want to do that. That's the thing that makes the most sense, especially since Weatherholt is an infielder who they haven't worked in the outfield whatsoever. But find him a spot. Don't, when you've got players of that level, just like Mason Wynn was such a high-level guy, get them to their spot, and I don't think you futz around with it. So I'm really high on J.J. Weatherholt. I think he's going to be a heck of a player for this team. Not looking for the Cardinals to rush him to the big leagues, but when he's ready to be here, I'm...
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm excited for what that's going to look like.
That is Matt Pauley. Matt, I hope you get the game started on time tonight.
Me too.
That's
Otherwise, you're going to have an extended pregame. So, you know, but as we call that, job security, brother. I'm just
there
saying.
You go.
There you go. That is Matt Pauley. I appreciate the time, man.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to talk a little bit about the future of education, in particular community colleges, because there is an awful lot that is going on in a very positive way at St. Charles Community College. Betsy Snyder is going to talk to us about that on the other side. My name is Mike Elam. This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.